Chapter 1, Introduction to Macroeconomic Drivers and the Crypto Market. For much of its early history, the cryptocurrency market operated in relative isolation from traditional financial systems. Born in the aftermath of the 2008 global financial crisis, Bitcoin was initially perceived by market participants as an experimental, non-correlated digital asset, a rogue monetary network governed purely by internal blockchain mechanics such as block reward halvings, protocol upgrades, and organic user adoption. During this formative decade, crypto price discovery was largely insulated from central bank decisions, bond yield fluctuations, and traditional macroeconomic releases. Instead, market cycles were dictated by speculative retail frenzies, internal liquidity leverage, exchange collapses, and technological milestones. However, the global macroeconomic shock of 2020 marked a permanent structural paradigm shift. As central banks across the globe, led by the United States Federal Reserve, injected trillions of dollars of emergency liquidity into the global financial system to mitigate pandemic-induced disruptions, institutional capital entered the digital asset space at an unprecedented scale. Hedge funds, publicly traded corporations, family offices, and traditional asset managers began integrating Bitcoin and Ethereum into their balance sheets and risk-managed portfolios. While this influx of institutional liquidity accelerated market maturity and elevated crypto to a recognized asset class, it fundamentally linked the pricing dynamics of cryptocurrencies to global macroeconomic factors. Today, the digital asset market no longer trades in a vacuum. It sits at the intersection of global liquidity dynamics, foreign exchange fluctuations, sovereign debt yields, and traditional risk appetite. Cryptocurrencies have evolved into hypersensitive liquid assets that respond rapidly to systemic shifts in capital availability. Consequently, understanding the performance of crypto now requires a comprehensive analysis of key macroeconomic metrics, most notably the United States Federal Reserve's monetary policy, labor market indicators, and the performance of traditional safe haven assets like gold. At the epicenter of modern crypto macroeconomic analysis lies global monetary policy, primarily orchestrated by the U.S. Federal Reserve, the Fed. Because the U.S. dollar, USD, remains the dominant global reserve currency and the primary unit of account for digital asset trading pairs, such as BTC/USD, X/USDT, and SOL/USDC. Changes in U.S. dollar liquidity directly dictate market valuations across crypto order books. When the Fed expands its balance sheet or maintains low benchmark interest rates, capital becomes cheap and abundant. Investors seeking yield are incentivized to move further out on the risk curve, shifting capital from low-yielding treasury bonds into high-growth, high-volatility risk assets like technology equities and cryptocurrencies. Conversely, when monetary policy tightens through interest rate hikes or quantitative tightening, QT, capital contracts, borrowing costs rise, and liquidity is drained from speculative markets, inducing severe downward pressure on digital assets. Simultaneously, traditional labor market data and economic growth metrics serve as the primary inputs that inform central bank policy decisions. Among these indicators, United States employment data, most notably non-farm payrolls, NFP, the national unemployment rate, and job openings, JOLTS, acts as a crucial economic barometer. Modern central banks operate under a dual mandate, achieving maximum sustainable employment while maintaining stable prices, inflation control. As a result, monthly unemployment reports are not merely reflections of labor force health, they are forward-looking indicators of future Fed interest rate trajectories. A surprisingly tight labor market signals sustained economic expansion and potential wage inflation, giving central banks room to keep interest rates elevated. A weakening labor market, marked by rising unemployment, triggers fears of an impending economic recession, prompting markets to price in dovish pivots, monetary easing, and potential rate cuts. For crypto traders, interpreting labor market signals is essential to anticipating liquidity shifts before they manifest in asset prices. While monetary policy and employment metrics dictate global capital availability, gold represents a parallel structural pillar in macroeconomic analysis, the benchmark for safe haven assets and non-sovereign stores of value. For centuries, physical gold has served as the ultimate hedge against fiat currency debasement, systemic banking crises, and geopolitical uncertainty. The emergence of Bitcoin introduced a direct technological challenger, often termed digital gold, which shares gold's fundamental traits of supply inelasticity and resistance to political manipulation, while offering superior portability, divisibility, and auditability. Examining the price movements of gold, its yield dynamics, and its correlation with digital assets provides critical insight into global risk sentiment. When investors migrate toward gold during periods of macroeconomic distress, it reveals underlying stress in fiat systems, a dynamic that deeply influences how institutional capital evaluates Bitcoin relative to traditional macro hedges. Ultimately, modern crypto market cycles are governed by a complex, interconnected feedback loop between central bank monetary policy, real economy labor indicators, and traditional store of value commodities. As institutional participation deepens through financial instruments such as spot ETFs and derivatives, crypto asset managers can no longer rely solely on technical chart patterns or on-chain metrics. Navigating the modern crypto landscape demands a rigorous framework for evaluating how U.S. unemployment reports dictate Federal Reserve interest rate decisions, how those interest rates reprice global capital and currency markets, and how digital assets compete with traditional assets like gold for capital allocation. This chapter sets the foundational macro lens through which the detailed mechanics of interest rates, labor data, and gold prices will be systematically analyzed in the sections ahead. Chapter 2, The Federal Funds Rate. Liquidity, cost of capital, and risk on assets. Among all macroeconomic variables, none exerts a more direct, immediate, and systemic influence on global financial markets, and cryptocurrencies in particular, than the federal funds rate set by the Federal Reserve. As the benchmark interest rate at which commercial banks lend uncollateralized reserves to one another overnight, the federal funds rate acts as the primary price setter for capital worldwide. Because the U.S. dollar serves as the sovereign currency foundation for global trade, cross-border settlement, and digital asset pricing, the Fed's monetary stance determines the overall velocity, volume, and cost of global liquidity. Understanding how changes in benchmark interest rates ripple through traditional credit markets to dictate crypto asset valuations requires an examination of capital costs, discount rates, financial conditions, and asset class risk rankings. At the core of this transmission mechanism lies the economic concept of the cost of capital. When the Federal Reserve lowers benchmark interest rates, a stance known as expansionary monetary policy or monetary easing, the cost of borrowing money across the banking system declines. Lower benchmark rates translate directly into reduced yields on low-risk government debt, such as U.S. Treasury bills, as well as lower rates for corporate loans, lines of credit, and margin borrowing. In a low-interest rate environment, traditional fixed income instruments offer minimal real returns. Consequently, institutional investors, pension funds, and asset managers are forced to adjust their asset allocation models to achieve their required hurdle rates of return. market participants are driven further out on the risk spectrum in a phenomenon known as the search for yield. During periods of cheap credit and abundant fiat liquidity, capital flows down the risk curve, from risk-free government bonds into investment-grade corporate bonds, then into equities, high-yield debt, venture capital, and ultimately into the highest beta, most speculative asset classes, most notably digital assets. Cryptocurrencies thrive in an environment characterized by ultra-low interest rates and balance sheet expansion, quantitative easing, or QE. When money is cheap to borrow, investors can leverage positions at lower costs. Liquidity across crypto order books deepens, and discount rates used to value high-growth prospective assets decrease, elevating asset valuations across both Bitcoin and the broader altcoin market. Conversely, when the Federal Reserve embarks on a rate tightening cycle to combat elevated consumer inflation, this liquidity dynamic completely reverses. Raising the federal funds rate increases the borrowing cost throughout the global financial architecture. Higher benchmark rates push U.S. Treasury yields upward, when investors can lock in guaranteed risk-free annualized returns of 4% to 5% or more on sovereign U.S. government bonds. The financial incentive to hold volatile, high-risk assets drops precipitously. This structural shift fundamentally alters the equity and crypto risk premium. Higher interest rates increase the opportunity cost of capital. Every dollar allocated to volatile cryptocurrencies incurs an opportunity cost equivalent to the yield foregone by not holding risk-free treasury instruments. Moreover, elevated interest rates tighten broader financial conditions, corporate borrowing contracts, consumer discretionary spending shrinks, institutional leverage is unwound, and venture capital funding dries up. As liquidity is drained from the global financial system, a process often accelerated by quantitative tightening, QT, where the Fed reduces its total assets by letting securities mature off its balance sheet, market participants are forced to de-risk their portfolios. In times of liquidity contraction, capital flows backward up the risk curve, investors liquidate high-risk, volatile holdings to settle fiat debt obligations, build cash reserves, or capture high risk-free yields. Cryptocurrencies, occupying the outer edge of the risk spectrum, routinely experience severe valuation drawdowns during aggressive Fed rate hiking cycles. The sensitivity of cryptocurrencies to interest rates is further amplified by the mechanism of the US dollar index, DXY, which tracks the value of the USD against a basket of major foreign currencies. Interest rate differentials between the Federal Reserve and other major central banks drive foreign capital into U.S. dollar-denominated yield assets, boosting the DXY. Historically, Bitcoin and the broader crypto market maintain a strong inverse mathematical correlation with the DXY. A surging U.S. dollar, fueled by restrictive Fed rate policy, acts as a continuous macroeconomic headwind for digital assets priced in USD. When the DXY peaks and begins to trend downward, typically signaling the end of a tightening cycle or anticipated rate cuts, crypto markets historically undergo significant macro expansion. Furthermore, the impact of the federal funds rate differs across subsectors within the digital asset ecosystem. Bitcoin, often viewed as a macroeconomic barometer and digital store of value, is highly sensitive to broad shifts in global M2 money supply growth driven by interest rate policy. Ethereum and decentralized finance, DeFi, protocols experience an additional structural impact. High traditional interest rates directly compete with on-chain yields. During a low-rate regime, a 4% yield generated through decentralized lending protocols or Ethereum staking appears highly attractive. However, when risk-free fiat yields rise above on-chain returns, capital flees DeFi protocols, resulting in declining total value locked, TVL, and reduced network fee burn. Conversely, altcoins and early-stage Web3 projects, which operate similarly to long-duration growth equities, depend heavily on cheap speculative capital and venture funding, making them extremely vulnerable to rate hikes and highly explosive during easing cycles. In summary, the federal funds rate serves as the master valve controlling the flow of global liquidity into risk assets. Rate hikes increase the cost of capital, elevate risk-free yield competition, enforce portfolio de-risking, and strip liquidity out of digital asset markets. Rate cuts lower borrowing costs, degrade fiat yields, expand money supply growth, and trigger capital flight into high beta risk on assets. For crypto investors and analysts, tracking Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, rate decisions, dot plot projections, and central bank forward guidance is not optional, it is the foundational prerequisite for accurately predicting macro crypto market trends. Chapter 3, U.S. Unemployment Data, NFP and CPI Gauge of Economic Health and Fed Policy Shifts. While the federal funds rate represents the direct mechanism controlling capital costs, central banks do not adjust interest rates in a vacuum. Under its statutory dual mandate, the United States Federal Reserve is legally obligated to pursue two fundamental macroeconomic objectives: maximum sustainable employment and price stability, controlling inflation. Consequently, labor market indicators, most notably the monthly non-farm payrolls, NFP, report, the national unemployment rate, and initial jobless claims, alongside price measures like the Consumer Price Index, CPI, serve as the primary diagnostic metrics that dictate central bank policy shifts. For cryptocurrency market participants, understanding these economic releases is vital, as labor and inflation reports act as early triggers that reprice market expectations for liquidity expansion or contraction. At the forefront of global macroeconomic announcements is the U.S. Non-Farm Payrolls, NFP, report, released on the first Friday of every month by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS. The NFP measures the net change in the number of paid workers in the U.S., excluding farm employees, private household personnel, and nonprofit employees. Because consumer spending accounts for roughly two-thirds of U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, the health of the labor market directly reflects the broader momentum of the macroeconomy. A robust NFP print indicates job creation, rising corporate output, and strong consumer confidence, whereas a weak NFP print signals slowing economic activity and potential corporate distress. However, the transmission mechanism from NFP releases to cryptocurrency price action is counterintuitive and governed by Fed policy expectations. In modern macro-driven markets, bad economic news often translates into good news for risk assets, a dynamic widely referred to as bad news is good news. This occurs because a weakening labor market exerts immediate pressure on the Federal Reserve to loosen monetary policy. 1. The dovish pivot catalyst, weak labor data when an NFP report misses market consensus expectations or the unemployment rate ticks unexpectedly upward. Financial markets immediately begin pricing in a higher probability of Federal Reserve rate cuts or quantitative easing. High unemployment signals deteriorating economic conditions, reducing wage growth pressures and consumer spending to prevent a severe recession. The Fed is incentivized to lower borrowing costs and inject liquidity into the economy. As bond yields drop and the U.S. dollar index, DXY, weakens in response to expected monetary easing, speculative capital shifts toward high beta risk on assets. Consequently, weak employment data routinely acts as a bullish catalyst for Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. 2. The hawkish shift catalyst, strong labor data conversely. When NFP numbers significantly beat expectations and unemployment remains at historically tight levels, the labor market reflects economic overheating. Strong job creation drives wage growth, giving consumers greater spending power and generating demand-pull inflation. In this scenario, the Federal Reserve gains economic cover to maintain a restrictive monetary policy stance, keeping interest rates higher for longer or implementing additional rate hikes to cool the economy. For digital asset markets, a hot labor report strips away hopes of immediate policy easing, pushes U.S. Treasury yields higher, strengthens the U.S. dollar, and leads to rapid portfolio de-risking and price drawdowns across crypto order books. Parallel to labor market indicators, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, and the Personal Consumption Expenditures, PCE, Price Index serve as the definitive barometers for consumer inflation. Inflation metrics dictate whether the Fed prioritizes its price stability mandate over its employment mandate. When CPI inflation runs significantly above the Federal Reserve's 2% annual target, the central bank is forced to adopt a hawkish policy stance, regardless of modest weakness in economic growth. During periods of elevated inflation, rate hikes increase the real yield on fiat assets while raising borrowing costs across credit markets. Cryptocurrencies experience severe valuation contractions during high CPI regimes when accompanied by aggressive rate hiking cycles, as emergency liquidity drain strips speculative leverage from the system. The complex interplay between labor data and inflation culminates in macroeconomic regimes that dictate long-term crypto trend structures. The Goldilocks regime, moderate growth, falling inflation characterized by steady labor participation without wage hyperinflation and declining CPI numbers. This environment allows the Fed to operate a neutral to dovish monetary policy. Capital markets stabilize, risk appetite returns, and institutional allocations to innovative technology assets and cryptocurrencies expand steadily. The stagflationary regime, high inflation, rising unemployment representing the most challenging macroeconomic backdrop. Stagflation forces central banks into a policy dilemma. Tightening monetary policy to combat inflation worsens unemployment, while easing policy to support the labor market exacerbates inflation. In stagflationary environments, traditional risk assets face severe sell-offs, and capital shifts rapidly toward real physical commodities and hard assets, testing Bitcoin's macro thesis as a digital safe haven. Furthermore, the volatility surrounding macroeconomic data releases has led to the rise of event-driven trading strategies in the crypto ecosystem. Derivative markets, options implied volatility, for, and liquidation cascades across perpetual futures platforms routinely spike during the exact minutes surrounding NFP and CPI announcements. Institutional algorithmic trading desks execute high-frequency orders based on instantaneous deviations from economic consensus forecasts. A headline NFP figure that deviates significantly from consensus can trigger tens of millions of dollars in leveraged long or short liquidations across major crypto exchanges within seconds, initiating macro trend reversals that persist for weeks. In conclusion, U.S. unemployment data and inflation metrics are not distant macroeconomic statistics. They are the fundamental inputs that drive central bank reaction functions. Non-farm payrolls and CPI reports provide crypto investors with a forward-looking roadmap of Federal Reserve policy shifts. By accurately interpreting whether labor data signals monetary easing or sustained policy tightening, market participants can navigate macro liquidity cycles, manage portfolio leverage, and anticipate major price regime changes across the digital asset landscape. Chapter 4, Gold vs. Bitcoin. Store of value dynamics and correlation analysis. Throughout financial history, physical gold has held an unquestioned monopoly as humanity's premier non-sovereign store of value. For thousands of years, civilizations have relied on gold to preserve purchasing power, hedge against fiat currency debasement, and protect wealth during geopolitical shocks. The emergence of Bitcoin in 2009 introduced the first true digital challenger to gold's monetary dominance. coined as digital gold. Bitcoin shares fundamental economic characteristics with physical gold, most notably absolute scarcity, supply inelasticity, and independence from central bank control. However, analyzing the dynamic relationship, structural trade-offs, and evolving price correlations between gold and Bitcoin reveals how institutional capital evaluates digital assets against traditional safe haven instruments during distinct macroeconomic regimes. To evaluate Bitcoin's validity alongside gold, one must first examine their shared foundational property, stock-to-flow, S2F, dynamics and supply inelasticity. In classical commodity markets, an increase in asset price incentivizes producers to allocate capital toward extraction, boosting market supply and stabilizing prices. Physical gold possesses an exceptionally high stock-to-flow ratio because its existing circulating supply, stock, is vast relative to its annual mined production, flow. Even a massive surge in gold mining infrastructure yields only a marginal percentage increase in total gold supply, insulating the asset from hypersupply shocks. Bitcoin replicates and enhances this scarcity model through code. With its hard-capped maximum supply of 21 million coins and programmatic block reward halvings, Bitcoin's supply issuance schedule is completely inelastic, indifferent to demand surges, price spikes, or mining hardware deployment. Following the 2024 halving event, Bitcoin's stock-to-flow ratio surpassed that of physical gold, making it mathematically the most scarce liquid asset in human history. Both assets derive their monetary premium from the absolute impossibility of arbitrary supply expansion by political decree. Despite these monetary similarities, gold and Bitcoin possess distinct structural characteristics that dictate their utility across different investor demographics and economic environments. 1. Portability and verifiability. Gold's physical nature imposes significant friction. Transporting multi-million-dollar gold reserves requires specialized custody, heavily armed security, and expensive international freight logistics, while verifying physical purity demands metallurgical assaying. Conversely, billions of dollars in Bitcoin value can be transmitted globally across the blockchain in minutes for nominal transaction fees, and verified instantly by anyone running a lightweight node. 2. Track record and volatility. Gold benefits from 5,000 years of established monetary consensus, embedded central bank reserve allocations, and deep structural liquidity, resulting in significantly lower annualized price volatility. Bitcoin, possessing less than 2 decades of history, is still undergoing an aggressive price discovery phase. Its lower market capitalization relative to gold generates higher volatility, exposing holders to sharper drawdowns alongside exponentially higher asymmetric upside potential. The macroeconomic relationship between gold and Bitcoin is further illuminated by analyzing their inter-asset correlations across shifting market cycles. Historically, Bitcoin's correlation with gold is not static, it fluctuates dynamically based on prevailing macroeconomic narratives and global risk sentiment. Risk-off liquidity crises, negative to zero correlation during acute financial panic or market-wide liquidity crunches, such as the March 2020 pandemic crash, investors engage in indiscriminate de-risking. In these moments, capital rushes into cash, USD, and sovereign short-term treasuries. Gold acts as a liquid funding cushion, holding value far better than risk equities. While Bitcoin, operating as a high-beta liquid asset, initially suffers heavy drawdowns alongside tech stocks. In acute liquidity panics, digital assets trade as risk-on instruments rather than immediate safe havens. Fiat debasement and monetary expansion, positive correlation when central banks react to crises by executing coordinated monetary easing, slashing interest rates, and expanding M2 money supply. The correlation between gold and Bitcoin turns sharply positive, Both assets rally simultaneously as capital flees depreciating fiat currencies. In these inflationary regimes, gold attracts conservative institutional capital seeking capital preservation, while Bitcoin attracts aggressive capital seeking both inflation hedging and outsized capital appreciation. Geopolitical uncertainty and banking fragility. During regional banking crises or geopolitical conflicts, Bitcoin routinely demonstrates digital safe haven behavior. When public trust in centralized banking institutions degrades, Bitcoin's decentralized self-custodial architecture allows it to capture capital flows alongside gold, decoupling from traditional stock indexes. Furthermore, the introduction of institutional investment vehicles has fundamentally altered how gold and Bitcoin compete for capital allocation. For decades, traditional wealth managers allocated a fixed percentage, typically 1% to 5%, of institutional portfolios to physical gold or gold ETFs, such as GLD, as an uncorrelated macro hedge. The approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs across major global exchanges established a frictionless financial bridge for institutional capital. Portfolio managers now conduct direct asset allocation trade-offs between gold ETFs and Bitcoin ETFs within standard brokerage accounts. This structural shift has initiated what market analysts term the generational capital migration. While legacy institutional capital remains anchored in gold due to regulatory familiarity and risk mandates, younger demographics and digital native wealth managers increasingly allocate a portion of traditional gold hedging budgets into Bitcoin. Even a marginal 5% to 10% shift of gold's massive global market cap into digital assets generates immense structural demand for Bitcoin due to its vastly smaller circulating liquidity pool. In summary, gold and Bitcoin represent complementary pillars within modern macroeconomic portfolio management. Gold remains the traditional low-volatility anchor for sovereign central bank reserves and wealth preservation. Bitcoin acts as the high-velocity, programmatically scarce digital evolution of gold, offering superior transportability, auditability, and growth potential. Tracking gold price movements, real interest rate yields, and gold-to-Bitcoin ratio shifts allows investors to gauge macro risk sentiment, identify capital migration trends, and position portfolios effectively across global monetary cycles. Chapter 4: Gold versus Bitcoin. Store of value dynamics and correlation analysis. Throughout financial history, physical gold has held an unquestioned monopoly as humanity's premier non-sovereign store of value. For thousands of years, civilizations have relied on gold to preserve purchasing power, hedge against fiat currency debasement, and protect wealth during geopolitical shocks. The emergence of Bitcoin in 2009 introduced the first true digital challenger to gold's monetary dominance. Coined as digital gold, Bitcoin shares fundamental economic characteristics with physical gold, most notably absolute scarcity, supply inelasticity, and independence from central bank control. However, analyzing the dynamic relationship, structural trade-offs, and evolving price correlations between gold and Bitcoin reveals how institutional capital evaluates digital assets against traditional safe haven instruments during distinct macroeconomic regimes. To evaluate Bitcoin's validity alongside gold, one must first examine their shared foundational property, stock-to-flow, S2F, dynamics and supply inelasticity. In classical commodity markets, an increase in asset price incentivizes producers to allocate capital toward extraction, boosting market supply and stabilizing prices. Physical gold possesses an exceptionally high stock-to-flow ratio because its existing circulating supply, stock, is vast relative to its annual mined production, flow. Even a massive surge in gold mining infrastructure yields only a marginal percentage increase in total gold supply, insulating the asset from hypersupply shocks. Bitcoin replicates and enhances this scarcity model through code, With its hard-capped maximum supply of 21 million coins and programmatic block reward halvings, Bitcoin's supply issuance schedule is completely inelastic, indifferent to demand surges, price spikes, or mining hardware deployment. Following the 2024 halving event, Bitcoin's stock-to-flow ratio surpassed that of physical gold, making it mathematically the most scarce liquid asset in human history. Both assets derive their monetary premium from the absolute impossibility of arbitrary supply expansion by political decree. Despite these monetary similarities, gold and Bitcoin possess distinct structural characteristics that dictate their utility across different investor demographics and economic environments. 1. Portability and verifiability. Gold's physical nature imposes significant friction. Transporting multi-million-dollar gold reserves requires specialized custody, heavily armed security, and expensive international freight logistics, while verifying physical purity demands metallurgical assaying. Conversely, billions of dollars in Bitcoin value can be transmitted globally across the blockchain in minutes for nominal transaction fees, and verified instantly by anyone running a lightweight node. 2. Track record and volatility. Gold benefits from 5,000 years of established monetary consensus, embedded central bank reserve allocations, and deep structural liquidity, resulting in significantly lower annualized price volatility. Bitcoin, possessing less than two decades of history, is still undergoing an aggressive price discovery phase. Its lower market capitalization relative to gold generates higher volatility, exposing holders to sharper drawdowns alongside exponentially higher asymmetric upside potential. The macroeconomic relationship between gold and Bitcoin is further illuminated by analyzing their interasset correlations across shifting market cycles. Historically, Bitcoin's correlation with gold is not static. It fluctuates dynamically based on prevailing macroeconomic narratives and global risk sentiment. Risk-off liquidity crises, negative to zero correlation during acute financial panic or market-wide liquidity crunches, such as the March 2020 pandemic crash, investors engage in indiscriminate de-risking. In these moments, capital rushes into cash, USD, and sovereign short-term treasuries. Gold acts as a liquid funding cushion, holding value far better than risk equities. While Bitcoin, operating as a high-beta liquid asset, initially suffers heavy drawdowns alongside tech stocks. In acute liquidity panics, digital assets trade as risk-on instruments rather than immediate safe havens. Fiat debasement and monetary expansion, positive correlation when central banks react to crises by executing coordinated monetary easing, slashing interest rates, and expanding M2 money supply. The correlation between gold and Bitcoin turns sharply positive. Both assets rally simultaneously as capital flees depreciating fiat currencies. In these inflationary regimes, gold attracts conservative institutional capital seeking capital preservation, while Bitcoin attracts aggressive capital seeking both inflation hedging and outsized capital appreciation. Geopolitical uncertainty and banking fragility. During regional banking crises or geopolitical conflicts, Bitcoin routinely demonstrates digital safe haven behavior. When public trust in centralized banking institutions degrades, Bitcoin's decentralized self-custodial architecture allows it to capture capital flows alongside gold, decoupling from traditional stock indexes. Furthermore, the introduction of institutional investment vehicles has fundamentally altered how gold and Bitcoin compete for capital allocation. For decades, traditional wealth managers allocated a fixed percentage, typically 1% to 5%, of institutional portfolios to physical gold or gold ETFs, such as GLD, as an uncorrelated macro hedge. The approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs across major global exchanges established a frictionless financial bridge for institutional capital. Portfolio managers now conduct direct asset allocation trade-offs between gold ETFs and Bitcoin ETFs within standard brokerage accounts. This structural shift has initiated what market analysts term the generational capital migration. While legacy institutional capital remains anchored in gold due to regulatory familiarity and risk mandates, younger demographics and digital native wealth managers increasingly allocate a portion of traditional gold hedging budgets into Bitcoin. Even a marginal 5% to 10% shift of gold's massive global market cap into digital assets generates immense structural demand for Bitcoin due to its vastly smaller circulating liquidity pool. In summary, gold and Bitcoin represent complementary pillars within modern macroeconomic portfolio management. Gold remains the traditional, low-volatility anchor for sovereign central bank reserves and wealth preservation. Bitcoin acts as the high-velocity, programmatically scarce digital evolution of gold, offering superior transportability, auditability, and growth potential. Tracking gold price movements, real interest rate yields, and gold-to-Bitcoin ratio shifts allows investors to gauge macro risk sentiment, identify capital migration trends, and position portfolios effectively across global monetary cycles. Chapter 6, Conclusion and Strategic Takeaways for Crypto Investors. The transformation of the cryptocurrency market from an isolated, speculative retail playground into a recognized asset class has fundamentally rewritten the rules of crypto investing. Modern digital asset pricing is no longer governed solely by internal blockchain mechanics, having schedules, or localized market sentiment. Instead, cryptocurrencies sit squarely at the intersection of global monetary policy, sovereign credit markets, foreign exchange fluctuations, and systemic liquidity cycles. As institutional adoption deepens through spot ETFs, corporate treasury allocations, and regulated derivatives, mastering macroeconomic analysis has become an essential prerequisite for managing capital in digital assets. A comprehensive evaluation of macro drivers highlights three core pillars that dictate crypto price regimes. 1. The federal funds rate and liquidity dynamics. The U.S. Federal Reserve's monetary stance serves as the master valve controlling global liquidity. Rate hiking cycles elevate borrowing costs, increase risk-free yield competition via sovereign bonds, tighten financial conditions, and trigger systemic capital flight from high-beta risk assets into cash. Conversely, monetary easing cycles reduce capital costs, dilute fiat purchasing power, and force institutional capital further out on the risk curve, creating the primary structural liquidity tailwind for Bitcoin and altcoin bull markets. 2. Labor data and central bank policy feedback. Labor market indicators, such as non-farm payrolls, NFP, and the national unemployment rate, alongside consumer price index, CPI, inflation reports, act as the forward-looking diagnostic metrics that dictate central bank policy shifts. Weak labor data triggers dovish monetary policy expectations, weakening the U.S. dollar index, DXY, and catalyzing risk-on rallies. Conversely, an overheating labor market prolongs restrictive rate policies, suppressing speculative market leverage. 3. Gold and hard asset competition. Physical gold provides the historical baseline for non-sovereign monetary hedges. Bitcoin's algorithmic scarcity, supply inelasticity, and superior stock-to-flow ratio after the 2024 having positioned it as digital gold. While gold remains the preferred conservative hedge for institutional capital during economic panics, Bitcoin offers asymmetric upside and digital portability, capturing an expanding share of generational wealth migration during fiat debasement regimes. For crypto investors, portfolio managers, and market analysts navigating this macro-driven environment, actionable strategy requires moving beyond simple directional bias. Investors must deploy a structured operational framework built around three strategic takeaways. Macro dashboard tracking. Investors must monitor Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, interest rate announcements, monthly NFP and CPI releases, and changes in global M2 money supply growth. Anticipating shifts in central bank policy trajectories allows market participants to adjust portfolio risk exposure before liquidity changes are fully priced into order books. Risk-based asset bifurcation. Portfolios should be structured with a clear operational distinction between Bitcoin and speculative altcoins. Bitcoin functions increasingly as a macro asset sensitive to global money supply expansion and geopolitical hedging. Altcoins behave as high beta growth equities, requiring cheap speculative capital and low interest rate regimes to sustain outsized outperformance. Dynamic liquidity management. Because event-driven volatility spikes around major macroeconomic releases, maintaining disciplined fiat or stablecoin cash buffers allows investors to capitalize on short-term liquidation cascades and dollar-cost average, DCA, into long-term positions during macro-induced drawdowns. Ultimately, while short-term crypto price action will always experience volatility driven by macroeconomic headline risks and central bank policy shifts, the long-term thesis for digital assets remains anchored in structural monetary dynamics. As global fiat debt levels expand and central banks periodically resort to monetary debasement to service sovereign obligations, algorithmically scarce, decentralized digital assets like Bitcoin offer a transparent, tamper-proof alternative to traditional financial architecture. By integrating macroeconomic analysis with disciplined risk management, investors can successfully navigate macro liquidity cycles and position themselves for the ongoing evolution of global finance. Start swapping your assets seamlessly.